15 miles. Fucking off.
Just to Butterdale.
You'll do. Just the one suitcase, then?
Yes. I'll carry the attaché case.
We present Meyer Farm by Bruce Bedford.
That's neat. I can turn the car radio on if you'd rather.
It's not a radio.
Monday, August the 8th. Start of case set.
You what?
Nothing.
The Yorkshire Dales. Such idyllic countryside, but harbouring a social confrontation that makes Beirut seem cosy.
You've been there, then.
What? Oh, Beirut? No, not yet.
Two bitterly opposed parties, and a social gulf unbridged by years. A microcosmic example...
You're a social worker, then?
No, down for the back. They open the gates now and then. Great to escape from the dreaming spires.
Why? Sort of parole, then?
Yes, very good.
A microcosmic example of the world's great trouble spots, presenting just as great a challenge to the diplomat, taxing to the utmost his skills, endurance, and diplomacy.
Oh, my God.
Get wings, Simon. You get up there and do it. Daddy thinks you're super Foreign Office material, probably, and he's potty about case studies. You slip him a great fat case study on just how diplomatic you can be, God, even in Yorkshire, and he'll wilt. Yeah. Don't touch me there, Simon.
Oh.
You think that?
Only in the head.
I see. Phil's no good, then.
Transport me to oblivion.
Oh, fancy names. John Roman, Shea New, Acapulco, Bloody Villa. Used to be just numbers.
Just take me home.
Simon's coming home. Why now, John? So many vacations, and this is the first time he's coming home?
Oh, well, they keep them really busy down there, Oxford. The chap's holiday's going on for ages, but work spills over. Simon said, didn't he? And all those charity committees he's been on. Save the Seals.
Save the children.
Save the Welsh.
Wales, don't poke. It's not right, chap.
Save electricity. A great saver, our Simon.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yes, I saved the stale bread in the bin. Breadcrumbs?
No. Beatrice, what's the time?
John 5. Yeah. You'll need locking up again.
Here we go. Stale bread and water. And count yourself lucky, the Mother Superior's far from pleased. What about a video? You'd love E.T.
Shaping the world with just words. All the greats. Kennedy.
I take pride in the word Ich bin ein Berliner.
What about in Butterdale then?
Kissinger.
The ceasefire will go into effect at 7 o'clock Washington time.
Sorry, Meyer Farm.
Meyer Farm?
Yes.
You said Butterdale. That's the village.
And the Dale.
Meyer Farm.
You're from round here, then?
No. My cousin.
Right.
But perhaps some confrontations are absolute. Beyond even the greatest diplomatic skills.
Stop moaning! If you really want to start in the Foreign Office when we've graduated, get up there and get a grip. Don't forget, Daddy's big in the...
F.O.
No need for language. I'm only going by what my cousin says. Any road, we're there.
This is only the gate. Can't you run up to the farm?
More than my job's worth.
foot and mouth regulations.
Foot and... The last outbreak was years ago.
Nobody goes further. Can't be too careful. 6:50. How precise. Take a tip from me, lad. You'll be safer off back in your nut house.
My what? Oh, well. Simon Shaw's first great challenge, the diplomat. Maya Farm versus the village of Butterdale. Reconciliation, there must be.
Hi.
Simon. Oh, Simon.
Mother.
Simon, sit down. Sit down, John. Put the kettle on.
It's on, mate. It's on. Yeah, hey, lad, stand up. Let's have a look at you.
Sit down, love. You look darling.
I'm fine, honestly. Look, I'll just drop this case upstairs. Say hello to Grandad and Beatrice. Who is she?
Oh, penitent nun. Bow of silence. Then come straight down for a cup of tea and some scones. John, can't you tell me?
No, I'll finish. Right. See you in a minute.
Right. He looks glad. Just me, Grandad.
Hello. That's you, Grandad. Oh, sorry. Didn't see you. Hello. Well, see you later, Grandad.
Admiral!
Hello, B. Simon. That's okay. Great to see you too.
So, it's not a waste of time. They're teaching you enough.
How are you getting enough to eat?
Plenty, honestly.
Good.
That's a great idea.
Well, this, the family blackboard.
One of your man's innovations. All for the day. We take that in turns.
And what big is this? Clever, that.
Daily menu with stock press alterations.
Mm, depending on what I can get from the shops, of course. The butcher's the worst. Oh, sorry, we're right out of... sorry, that bit's reserved for Mrs. So-and-so.
So it's still the same? With the village?
Apple crumble, love.
Thanks. They... So they still don't see your point of view, Father?
Hey, lad, if I were cursed with just one point of view, they'd be able to come to terms with that. Just the one target for their Christian forgiveness. Just the one cheek to turn. And that's only a quarter effort for those two-faced morons.
There you are, love. Yes, it's almost a kind of colour prejudice, like television. Black and white they can cope with, cheaply. But you know your dad, a rainbow. And that needs much more licence.
The rift's just as bad, then.
Rift? Between Maya Farm and the village? Hey, that's good, eh, mate? Sorry, not your fault, lad. You've not, you're a bit out of touch. Two rifts, to be exact.
About 2 feet deep.
What?
4, 5 months ago. They took objection to some experiments I had to do. Hey, and I'll be getting to them, lad. You hang on. Anyway, they crept out one night and dug a ditch all the way along the 3 fields between farm and village, just below that wire fence.
Whatever for?
Symbolical. Like they were trying to contain some demon. Hey, go on, ask me.
So, what did you do, Father?
I went out next night and dug my own ditch, this side of theirs. But just a bit longer and just a bit deeper. Sort of bollocks to their symbolics.
Of course I do, Vanessa. Of course I know how much we've set our hearts on me getting a Foreign Office career.
So what are you bleating about?
I'm not... I'm in the hall. It's awkward. It's just so much worse than before, darling. With the village. God, there are even ditches now.
Ditches? What are you on about? Get a grip, Simon. I'll be there to help with the groundwork. Meet the train tomorrow at 12:40.
Missing you terribly. Vanessa.
Get through, all right.
Just catching up with friends. Well, it's late. I'd better...
Just stop this last homebrew. Special nightcap. Keep the ball you ran away. Remember how you... Well, no, you're grown up now.
I gather you've got another scheme.
The big one.
But they're always...
The big one. No two ways about it. Just waiting for the part from Aberdeen. Then we're set up for life. Your mum, Beatrice, you, me. It'll be here soon, the part. Tell you everything then, properly.
Grandad seems well.
Rooted in that back room of his, but he's blossoming. Never better.
Who was that man with him when I came?
Who?
Dark, mid-30s. Mending something, or something.
There's been no one that... Oh, no, no, that's Eric Flo, the gas man. No, Eric and Grandad don't get any visitors.
Gas man?
Not Eric and Grandad, not visitors. They, they don't need them. Another drop of this stuff.
Think I'll get to bed. It's been quite a day. Good night.
Sleep tight. Your room's just as you left it, lad.
No, honestly, Mother. My stomach's forgotten how to take a big farm breakfast. I'll fetch Beatrice to spray down.
Oh, thanks, sir. She's ready. No, that was... It's on the blackboard. I'll take Eric and Grandad's tea, shall
I? A bit of eggs nesting in home smoked ham, excepting a black pudding, depending on the butcher crossed out. Die Weltgeschichte Schiller. Ah, Beatrice. The young Queen Victoria.
That's it. I had a terrible job curtsying with the tray.
Your young majesty, you're looking great.
Being imperial, that hardly surprises us. You're looking super too, Simon. How long are you here for?
Ever and ever.
Stay. We wish it. How's Oxford?
Dull, exciting. Depends.
We are still an island.
I know. The taxi wouldn't bring you past the gate.
One's papa.
Still the madcap schemes. It's another the big one. What's it this time?
Once God knows.
And the villagers, still up in arms.
We are aware of unruly dominions. Oh, Simon, have a sweetie.
Darby. Who's this gas man in Grandad's room? He's there again today.
Eric Flo. Came here 4 months ago to mend something or check something in Grandad's room, and he's been mending it or checking it ever since.
Are we on the gas?
One did wonder.
4 months. How far's he got?
Not even halfway, one shouldn't think. It's a labour of love.
How?
Mint Imperials! One's favourite. He's in love with Grandad.
Now you get that tea down, you Grandad.
Yeah, you work.
You old sweet talker. It's sugared, by the way. Sorted that myself. After all, Eric, I said, after all, if that man could go to the trouble of seeing that my day of toil started with such a thoughtful touch, such a sunny welcome, coming here to find an almost fresh dandelion in me mould grips. Poetry, that, Grandad, sheer poetry. Then that man deserves at least that someone who cares should care that his tea is properly sugared.
In this great... Yeah!
And Eric, I said... Someone who can do something so thoughtful as leaving a dandelion in your mould grips also deserves, most surely deserves, to be made party to. And I mean fully party to. Not just some casual acquaintance with. Those great events which you, Eric Flo, are caught within as a prime motivator and, let us say it, executor. Events which, and we shan't hedge, will reshape the world!
Good journey. You look absolutely...
There's more talk later, Simon. How's it going?
A bit grim, really. I had an audience, had a chat with Beatrice this morning.
It's not just as bad with the village. It's worse. Phone calls, hate mail.
Super.
This is first grade malice, Vanessa. I'm not sure.
Rubbish! More to get your teeth into. Think what a great report it'll make for Daddy.
But I've no idea how to...
Leave the groundwork to me. I picked up tons tagging after Mummy and Daddy in all those foreign places. I'll get installed in the hotel.
Oh, a dubious fetish isn't exactly a hotel.
It doesn't matter. It's forward operational base. And I'll get the undercover groundwork done. Find out which codes we've got to target.
Codes?
How were they?
Who?
The friends you went to see.
Oh, same as ever. You know. So what's this pin money job then, Mother?
Oh, just something I've been putting together over the last year or so. Come on. I'll show you my little corner. It's in the spare room next to where I can stand that. Oh, bring your coffee, Bruno. This is it.
Your little corner. I don't believe it. Computer, modem, fax, VCU laser printer.
Well, the telex and photocopier are under the table. Nowhere else for them. I really should get organized.
Word processor.
Oh, bless the day I got that hard disk. 20 megabytes. Though, I'm not sure I shouldn't have gone to 40 while I was at it.
This is fantastic.
The toaster's for snacks.
What is it? What is this job?
Well, your cousin Susan rang me last year. Couldn't confide in her parents, you know, Derek and Maury. Did he think such and such was the man for her? And it got me thinking. So, Maya Marriages.
A marriage agency? What does Father make of all this?
Oh, he's working on some solar panels to drive it all. And isn't it time I set up a franchise?
You've always loved helping people, bring them together.
Well, it's right.
Don't you think, wouldn't it be right, the village?
Simon, I'd love nothing more than to be able to walk through Butterdale without people scurrying into shop doorways. It's silly, really. It's nothing to do with me. It's just with your dad.
So why...
And because it's John, it's everything to do with me.
Couldn't you persuade him to patch things up with the villagers?
Of course.
But if someone else... I mean, if, say, I could arrange... I don't know. Something.
If it's what John wanted. If not, never. But you know that.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, I've got to make a quick phone call.
Are you the one in here, Mother?
Oh, no, thanks. Don't want to disturb. Anyway, thanks.
And you were right about this hotel, positively medieval.
It is pretty old.
Anyway, how's the prelims? Landed your mother yet?
Not exactly, but she'd go along.
Along what? Way? Do be precise, Simon. Daddy said...
Yes. How's it going in the village?
I'm in. Almost one of the locals. Bags of charm are just the right questions. Get you anywhere.
So who should we approach?
Target, Simon. Target.
Sorry.
There are three key personnel. A Mrs. Wentworth, the vicar, of course, mm-hmm. And a Colonel Wince. You persuade them and a diplomatic resolution is in the bag, provided...
Provided I can persuade Father, too. Yes, I know. Look, someone's coming.
By me?
Yes.
When can I see you? You know.
He's on the phone again, then.
Something's worrying him, but he won't say.
I'll have a word.
Could I have word of Andover again this afternoon?
It's yours, lad. Whenever you like. That gas conversion's not bad, is it? Finished it last week. Goes like a dream. I'm just going to take a stroll. Beat the bones. Fancy coming?
Fine, yes.
You won't need a coat. It's a lovely morning.
Stop here a bit. Just look round, eh?
It is beautiful.
Except for that sad scab down there, of course.
The village?
Still, if I held one thumb up, it'd quite disappear.
It would still be there.
No. Look.
Father, it's still there.
Not from where I'm standing, lad.
Of course,
They can't do that down there. Make those disappear.
What?
Not all the time, anyway. But with your line of old pilots.
What do you mean, the wind generators? Oh, a bit rough now, but when I get the blades finished...
But haven't you considered that from down there, they must look... Some might think them an eyesore.
Yeah, I bet they had that in Holland once. You can't stick these windmills up. How'll we get the tourists in, then?
And they're that. Named specifically as being the sole reason why Butterdale can't even enter the best-kept village competition.
Yorkshire's first artificial ski slope, that would have been.
It's half a hillside covered in a patchwork of brightly covered reject plastic doormats. Reds, yellows, blues...
2,400 to your doorstep at that price? You can't say no. If the bloody factory hadn't tightened up its quality control, those people down there would have been lapping it up. Another Zermatt.
And the dam there, across the beck... Millions of gallons. They must live in fear down there. It's bulging.
Oh, it's meant to. Sort of. Any road, I'm still working on it. It'll be right. Come on. Let's head back.
I've never understood these schemes of yours.
Well, the technicalities aren't all that
complicated. No, I mean... You've got plenty of land, most of it reasonable.
Thanks to your grandad.
But you spend most of your time on some way-out scheme or other. Why?
What? See that bird? Right up there, yes?
Hmm.
Well, they won't. Those blinkered cripples down there. They'll be too busy staring at their feet, making sure they shuffle along in the required rut. Not way-out schemes, son. Way up... I want to soar, not shuffle.
Soar? Yes, you do, don't you?
And your quaint honour turned to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do their embrace. These little nuts are a real nuisance, Grandad. Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Yeah, you're sounding message.
But it's learning to cope with whatever life throws at you next, really, isn't it? Someone of your calibre now, someone of that calibre has learned, and let's say learned the hard, not the soft way, that's important, has learned to cope, to take it on the chin, to do just the right thing, say just the right thing, and at the right time too. And a man of that calibre has an aim in life. Just as we all should. Just indeed as I, Eric Flo, though apparently just a humble guest man, have happened upon my true role. And that role cannot be shirked, nor shall be, for it is truly fundamental.
It's me.
You're not up.
Yes, I was. I've had a hard morning sleuthing. What's that?
Oh, supposed to be urgent files I'm delivering to you. Don't think I've blown your cover at reception. That nightdress is...
The one you bought. Bit impractical. Must have packed in a hurry. Come in here.
Good to see you, Simon. You too, Nessie. Look, sorry about the decided leave furtive phone calls from my farm. I was in the hallway and I can forget what I want to do station.
Come here.
Nessie, my Mazahari.
Mazahari's the word, all right. Vicar and Mrs. Wentworth are in the bag.
They are?
Up to their hilt. I've got the dirt on them both.
Well, surely the vicar...
Who's the easiest in a way? Just go to the prodigal son subspot and you'll score, surely.
What?
And Mrs. Wentworth's Achilles heel is the WI. Social responsibility and all that. Belter with United we stand and she'll topple. Simon, are you taking this in?
Not entirely, no.
Oh, never mind. It's all in that envelope. Detailed character studies, foibles, the lot... For a tight-knit community, Butterdale's come up with some real pearlers. Typed? I know you can't read my writing. Come here.
But what about Colonel Wint?
Serious problem. He's a different kettle of fish, something of a dark horse. I haven't got any lead there. Give me time. Come here. Yes? Daddy! What a surprise!
That man always knows.
No, we were just discussing strategy. Well, all right, tactics. Of course we've got the strategy. No, he's well on top of things. Very soon, anyway. How's Mummy? Did she manage to persuade the bishop?
Let me have that.
Hang on a tick, Daddy. Simon, what...
Hello, sir. Yes, it is. Just wondered if... Well, I know your military connections are pretty hot. Splendid. Well, just wondered if you'd ask one of them to make a few discreet inquiries about a Colonel Wince. Lives in Butterdale. Yes, that's it. You know, something to use as a bit of an old lever. Wince, yes. Would you like another word with an... No. Well, goodbye, sir.
May, you never falter.
Oh.
That was magnificent.
But you like the table clear.
please. Hi, look, lad. This is it.
Thanks, Mother. The big one.
The big one.
That's my old school lattice.
Right, page 12, Britain. Now, I rule a pencil line from the North Sea at one end, right across to the Celtic Sea. There.
Uh-huh.
Now, where does that line linking the biggest proven and the biggest potential oil fields in Europe pass through? Eh?
Bradford.
Well, yeah, pass me that thick felt tip. Right. There.
Ah, my farm.
Exactly. And right through that backyard.
But that pin line's about 30 miles wide, Father.
And right through that backyard.
But it goes over several million other places, too.
Yeah, astute lad. What did I tell you, mate? So, we pin the bugger down. Intersection. Ley lines. Significance. Look, a pencil line, mark you, from that service station on the M6 across to more or less that unleaded pump at Arnold Babcock's garage. There. Right through, bang through, that backyard. And that means only one thing.
It does?
Oil! Black gold!
Oh, no.
But that's only the paperwork. And who'd go by that? It had to be substantiated.
And this is what got the villagers digging that ditch.
Seismographic test.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I'll have to leave you two to it. I've got to tell Beatrice the doctor only gives her a couple more months. She's a consumptive novelist.
Right, love. The trouble is, in the day, you've got milk tankers and quarry trucks rumbling by all the time. Those seismographs, ex-Iranian, very sensitive. We're picking them up without fail. So it had to be a night-time job, dead of night.
Naturally.
16 carefully placed charges of gelignite.
How on earth?
Don't ask. Bang. And I got the reading. No doubt about it, checked all the textbooks. Some there's millions of gallons waiting to be tapped out there, right under our backyard.
But, Father...
And that's exactly what I asked myself, the very first question. But how do I get it out, eh? 300 feet of substandard iron drain pipe dropped at our gate this very day. But I've already got the joint inspections. Engineering factory owed me a favour. And in that lovely crate from Aberdeen, don't even ask me how much it cost. A second-hand drill bit, fresh from the North Sea. Thank God for friends of friends.
But oil rigs are much more than that. They cost millions. Oh,
they do. You'd be astonished where basic carpentry can get you. Here, get some elderberry wine down here. And feast your eyes on this. There.
It's incredible.
I knew you'd have an eye for original design.
But I saw pictures like this at Sunday school. It's straight out of the Bible.
There. Well, cheers, Simon.
Oh, it's grand to have you back.
And to be sure. So you'll sell it by the barrel, straight from the farm? This oil?
All right. Farm fresh. Eh? Great selling line. And it'll be unleaded. Environmentalists will come for miles for it.
Doesn't have to be processed or something.
Well, I'll cobble up some kits for that. Probably a basic homebrew outfit would do. DIY petrol. But the drive will be jammed with Volvos and 2CV.
Isn't that patronising?
Isn't that business?
And the outcome of all this business, Father? What? More schemes?
A proper setup for your man. But don't you dare tell her yet. She's backed me always with everything I've done. Now it's my turn to back her. To get Maya Manages on the map in whatever type size she chooses.
She seems to be doing pretty well anyway.
Aye. Well, but even so...
Sorry. Feeling a bit... Good night.
Ah, sleep tight, lad.
What a man. No stopping him. He didn't know those people in the village. Just one of those bastards got against him anyway.
You never used to eat this much breakfast, Bee.
A Cardiff whore doesn't get the gastronomic perks of someone working the West End, Simon. You've got to shovel it in when you can. Good job you're my brother. It'd cost you to be in my bedroom otherwise.
Lucky. Thought I'd take another wander around the village this morning.
Oh, yes?
Nice enough place, Butterdale.
Watch those girls. Charge over the odds, isn't it?
Lots of amenities. Great bowls club. Sort of thing Father would really take a shine to. Don't you think?
Oh, yes.
And tons of things for Mother to do there. WI and... Well, tons of things.
Oh, yes.
And the Amateur Dramatic Society would suit you down to the... Granddad would go a bundle on the old folks' festive club. Regular outings, parties. Don't you think?
I think, brother, you're up to something. You're about as subtle as a plank. And I also think you better clear out of here before my first customer comes. He's a very able seaman and rather big.
Catch you later, B.
Catch nothing here, Boyle. Bye.
Jack has promised you his requirements are far from abnormal. 6'1" and red haired and
dangerous. You can't tell a penny, Panda. That's a fact. Not even 5 a penny. And I'm speaking as someone who stood it carefully with you for it.
I'm off then, Father. Good luck with the oil rig.
Right.
But the timing's really crucial, Simon. Have you read the brief?
I'm briefed. Took me hours. Look, if you took the phone off the...
To the point... Zap Mrs. Wentworth first. Outside, she's all lace and lancery.
But inside?
She's the gutsy backbone of the local WI and half a dozen other worthwhiles. You're to bump into her when she leaves the bread shop, 12:37, give or take 4 minutes.
Well, that gives us 8 minutes.
But check your soul by 12:53. That'll give you 7 minutes to get back outside the pub here. It's dry, so the vicar will be sitting outside, thinking of Christian Harve and smiling on his passing flock. But Miss Galbraith will pass at 1:10, and that'll get him scurrying indoors. Harder to nail him undercover, okay?
Will you be...
I'll be up here ready to debrief. You. And don't make a joke, Simon.
You, oh, I'm so sorry. Hey!
Hey!
Sorry, I mean, I'm sure I know
you. Man, my lungs are chilling.
It's Mrs. Wentworth, isn't it?
Isn't what? Yes, but I don't know... Wait a minute, though.
Simon Shaw.
Shaw? You don't... Oh, my God. Please, make way.
I'm so glad to meet you.
Yes, now, please.
You see, from what everyone says, you're the one.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you're the one person in Butterdale with sufficient foresight.
Are you quite sober?
I've been at Oxford for the last couple of years. But now I'm back, I realise just how much... Look, Mrs. Wentworth, it's high time Maya Farm...
Well, my father took his proper place in the community.
Oh, isn't it just?
And I'm sure that, and I've had this from countless sources, you could bring this about. After all, you're a pillar.
A what?
Of society. And I know the integrity of the community of Butterdale is closest to your heart.
Yes, but...
You, only you have the strength to bring about the integration of Meyer Farm into the proper, the right scheme of things.
Well, I...
It's up to you, Mrs. Wentworth. Only you could do it. Go up there.
Yeah.
And present the opportunity of a quiet and reasonable place in the community of which you are the champion. Come to tea.
Tea?
I'll arrange it all. There'll be no problem, no trouble. Just tea. And your persuasive presence. Oh, they'll talk about it for years. Mrs. Wentworth, the one who brought Meyer Farm back into the community.
Just tea?
Just tea. I'll do all the groundwork. It's my family. I think they deserve that last chance, which only a
pillar
quite can give.
Oh, very well. The end must justify the means. Let me know when. But of course...
Yes?
There's the vicar.
Good heavens! We trust, sir. But generally in the singular.
The very man I wanted to meet.
How refreshing. So often I find I'm the pariah outside the ordained premises.
Can I get you a drink?
No, really. Perhaps just a topping up. I'll just finish this to help. Thank you.
Would you like to come inside?
No, I enjoy seeing the tapestry of my parish warping and wefting before... What a splendid idea. Hello, Miss Galbraith. Sorry, I can't chat today.
Oxford. How charming. Your people are hereabouts, your family?
Hereabouts, yes.
Delightful bourne to return to. It must give you great peace after the academic maelstrom.
Not exactly peace.
Ah, I see. Hence this little talk, perhaps.
Well, not perhaps. Quite certainly.
If my Christian role determines anything, it is that I should be competent to bring at least tranquility to another soul. Give me that chance.
I'm Simon Shaw, the son of John Shaw of my farm.
That bastard!
That's quite enough of that, Victor! This lady's here!
That man poured a bottle of Perrier water into the font in the middle of a christening and yelled out, "Now that's what I call ecumenical!"
I can't tell you again!
That man paraded a wooden cross outside the church at Easter with a notice saying, "Would you buy carpentry from a man who couldn't do better than this?"
That sounds like Father. He has a rather public way of expressing his private...
Frankly, were I of a more Catholic persuasion, I'd be incensed enough to have him excommunicated.
That's the trouble.
He's the trouble.
Communication. There isn't any.
His messages come through loud and clear.
But nothing from Butterdale. Only silence.
And stunned.
If only... Look, Vicar. If anyone can do it, you can. You have the strength to reach out the hand.
Are we talking flogging?
To welcome back into your fold a single sheep that has strayed.
Oh, if only.
It can be done. You could do it. They'll talk about it for years. The man who restored the holy integrity of the parish.
Well...
Just come up for tea one afternoon. And Mrs. Wentworth will be there, of course.
She will.
Agreed straight away. Very Christian. This is very important to me. Inside. I'll do all the groundwork. Have faith in me.
Simon, my faith will have to be of a higher order. Oh, very well. Very well. But of course, there's Colonel Wynne.
He's tricky. Nothing from Daddy's contacts yet, but I'll press for some action. You keep grinding away at your end.
It's unbelievable.
Not really, lad. I have the main rig structure already built in the barn, ready to wheel out.
The stupid pop ribs into an end of iron drainpipe, and the whole lot driven by an old donkey trudging round after a carrot on a string.
Well, the carrot's just a backup. Albert's more interested in the pheromone soaked in the string.
That's Sunday school picture. It's straight out of the Bible.
Aye, ancient technology after new money. Barrels of it.
This is the house.
Good luck.
He sounds a tough nut.
Don't droop, Simon. In 10 minutes, you'll have him by the Brazils. Well, go on.
Colonel Wince?
Tea. Oh, thanks, Pet. Oh, free range is fine, but I wish they wouldn't range quite so freely.
You should have asked me, Mother. I still remember their old nesting places. Mother, do you remember last week when I said... Well...
I remember.
Well, I have. I've arranged something. Or at least it's all set up so I can arrange something. Afternoon tea with Mrs. Wentworth, the vicar, and Colonel Wince. Up here, Mile Farm.
Aren't you a loaf? Simon, your dad and I are our own complete world, and we're happy. Very happy. If the outside world wants to join in, that would be lovely too. I'd like it, you know that. But if John... Have a talk with him tonight, after dinner.
So when the retaining banks are finished, I'll run water straight from the dam into the bottom meadow. Flutter to pancake. A paddy field in the middle of the Yorkshire Dales. Imagine that.
I am.
Everyone's griping about land drainage. We'll stand it on its head. Grow rice. Get the potato croppers up for an early bonus. They'll jump at the chance. And your mum loves rice pudding. Here. Chuck that elderberry muck. Try this raisin. A masterpiece of a demijohn.
Thanks. About Mother?
Yes?
She seems... Well, she loves people. Human contact.
Aye. Well, that's why my marriage was such a brainwave. It keeps her in touch with so many.
Is it right, though? Someone like that, just having contact through a fax or a teleprinter?
Well, she's a tough hand with those machines.
But machines... Shouldn't someone like Mother have proper contact? Personal contact?
How do you mean, that?
I mean the village, Father.
Aye. I thought you did.
And I think you do, too.
May and you and Beatrice are all I need. But I reckon you've a point. Do you really think she...
Yes. And doesn't she deserve it?
I'd give... You're somewhat in mind. Tell me.
But that's marvellous, you clever boy!
Marvellous? I don't know, Vanessa. Those people down there, I don't know.
Simon, I'm down here too.
Yes, I know. But I'm beginning to see what Father... I don't know.
Case? Study, Simon. That's all that's important. And you'll have a beauty. Your intro to the Foreign Office will be in the bag. Daddy...
Yes, I know.
So, when's the great tea party?
Thursday. Thursday afternoon. Case notes for Thursday morning, September the 7th. The day of reckoning, truth, judgment to end all days. A typical morning at Meyer Farm. Meyer Marriage's software is purring away, trying to find a perfect mate for a brutal lesbian. Strong incantations and the smell of sulfur are coming from Grandad's room. Beatrice has scrawled a huge and enigmatic number one on her blackboard. And I wish I was on the dark side of the moon.
First time I've felt real fear in, well, a long time.
I must admit, without my faith, I'd have none.
Well, we can't wait at their gates all day. They'll think we're peculiar. Drive on, Vicar. Mm.
Mm. Oh, very mild, Vicar. Very mild. But then, something can get like that.
Right. Yes. Still, always a surprise. God's bounty.
Yes, if you like.
Those curtains are charming, Mrs. Shaw. Oh. Laura Ashley.
No, they're ours.
Quite faithful.
Oh!
Faithful oxen, I'm sure, Mrs. Wentworth. With a bit of turning up.
Oh, I do like to see the charities being supported.
Splendid effort.
Killed much with that.
Eh?
The shotgun, Father.
Nicely worked, double barrel. Yep, that brings down the meat. Mind if I...
Slaughtering days are over, Colonel. Bolted to the wall. So now we've got hundreds of free-range rabbits to keep the hens company.
Ah, delightful.
And even though I've been here for 5 years, there are still those who say, well, you're new, of course.
I suspect they'll still be saying that after 4 or 5 generations.
Not that you're married, of course, Vicar.
Oh, no, Simon. But I take Mrs. Shaw's general point.
I think communities everywhere must be the same. Tight-knit, protective of their own people, their own identity.
True enough, Mrs. Wentworth.
Which is why it is so rewarding, I'm sure, for all three of us to be invited here to the bosom of one of Butterdale's oldest families.
So rewarding.
Rewarding, yes. Absolutely.
Well, we're chuffed too, aren't we, mate?
Yes, we are. More tea, Vicar.
The waiting list for membership is several years, but I'd be happy to pull strings, John, and got a spare set of plums I can lend you, too.
Very kind of you. Isn't it, Simon?
Oh, very kind, Colonel.
Hotly contested, the church flower arranging, isn't it, Vicar?
Which is why I keep well care of it.
Oh, well, now, I wouldn't want to put it...
Now, don't you bother about that, May. New blood is always welcome in the church. Some of our hardy animals are positively wilting. I'm sure your blooms will be a sight for sore eyes.
And do let me have Grandfather's particulars as soon as possible. It would be a shame if he were to miss any of the old folks' festive club's autumn entertainments.
Aye, wouldn't it?
And your daughter, John. Beatrice, isn't it? She's not able to be with us today.
Beatrice is heavily into God Vicar today, anymore.
Ah, then we should leave her to her own communion. Though I feel sure that even the occasional Sunday in church...
No. When I say into God, I mean that today she actually is...
Father!
The hour has come. Things fall apart. The centre cannot hold...
It's only the cast, man.
Mere anarchy is loose upon the world. The blood-dim tide is loose, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned.
Oh, my God.
He's holding the inverted crucifix.
He's just gas piping.
20 centuries of stony sleep, and now he devours his way to Bethlehem to be born. The Antichrist! Now look here!
For the burning glory of my omnipotence shall make us know the foul shadows in which you were sired.
Catch your death, Beatrice.
Eureka!
Your light is as nothing. In the beginning was darkness, and to that true state the world will now return.
Our Father, who is which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
The light of truth which I created will stalk into eternal oblivion the black scratch of your sad fall.
It is intolerable.
A fall of yours in contrivance, which led the true one to the place of power, to the root of all things, and from that black place will spring black gold! May we've done it!
Who the devil's this?
Me, Colonel, me, Yorkshire's first bloody oil baron!
Oh, come here, Colonel, dance with me!
It's
covered in this town, Mrs. Gorgeous Wentworth, dance with me!
Oh, can't breathe!
And you, Vicar, no!
Black gold, Colonel!
Let me go! Let me out!
Hey, sorry, you damn bugger! No, sometimes you... And you there is somewhere!
I think that's the same.
Oh, he knows his land, his old granddad. No denying that. And of his acuity. Bouncer says it's the old set tic-tac the drill stroke. Oh.
Do you mean with comedy? Bless you, my children!
Please, it'll be all right. Come back!
You left your gold, Mrs. Wentworth!
Is this your crucifix, Vicar?
They didn't seem very impressed.
all blessed.
No, not blessed, all impressed.
No, they're strange.
Isn't it?
I love sitting on grass. I don't know why folk made such a fuss of being buried. Just the other side, isn't it? Spend a third of their lives pulling the duvet over them. Then when they can get a really good lie in. It's the dark, I suppose. Couldn't be cremated, though. Don't know how anyone could. One chance to get some good fertilizer down without signing a fat check at the garden centre. Fancy a mint?
No, thanks.
You won't change your mind, will you?
Not hungry.
You stick at it. I'd have given anything, anything to go to university. Here I am, batting about left, right and centre. Feet can't keep up with me brain. Keeps veering off. No direction. Now you're learning that direction. And you've certainly got the brain. Don't change your mind.
It's not me changing my mind. It's others. I used to feel more and more secure. College, university, away from...
me?
The farm. There was a definite pattern. I felt safe. I thought I was getting somewhere.
God's almighty, you are, lad. You're learning. You're at university, the best bloody shortcut to knowing it all. Comedians like me can read till their eyes burst, but there's not guidance. You're being taught by professors who've written those books.
Yes, yes, I'm learning, and there are some good ones, Thompson, Van Thwaite. But since I've been up here again, I've been able to see... Oh.
What, lad?
I don't... The system. So much of that guidance is just to one end, to get me into the system, channeled, trammelled. You think you're seeing further and further, but there's no breadth. They've slipped mirrored blinkers on you. It's like... Look. Look down there. See the new housing estate?
Aye.
It's like that. All the people who move into those houses will feel they're getting a new freedom, a new space. But it's already a rigid pattern. Architects and planners have slipped in ahead, set the parameters in bricks and concrete. There's no freedom. It's an illusion.
Ah, you're missing the point. They can go in and make their own worlds inside as free as they like, if they've got the gumption.
But you don't make your world inside anything. You're free. No bricks, no concrete.
Hey, there's been a planner up here already. Long time ago. The earth, the sky. Look. There's that bird again.
What? Same one?
Oh, yes. Always. I were at Grandu this afternoon. Never seen an apoplectic vicar before. Don't feel bad about it, lad. You did your best. Came close, too. Very close.
Close shave, you mean?
What day?
Father. Oh,
God. Are you praying or what?
You should know. I didn't do it just because I thought it would be the best thing for Maya Farm and the village to be reconciled.
All right.
No, there's much more. I'm not proud of it.
You had a goal to go for and you went for it. There's nothing wrong with that.
I said there's more.
So, there's more? More than your lass? Vanessa, planted in the village. Her dad being high up in the Foreign Office and your ambitions to get there too. Oh, dear. You'd better tell me.
How the hell?
Well, your mum and I were dead worried about all those secret phone calls you made. We really thought you were in serious trouble. The man got her electronics network working on it, got the basics, and we put 2 1/3 quarters together.
He never said anything.
I decided not to mention out. Diplomatic-like. Well, we reckon you did a damn good job of it, too. It nearly came off. I'm proud of you.
Proud of me? I came up with my half-baked Machiavellian plan.
You came home, and you did your best.
You're incredible, Dad. You're incredible. Oh, what the hell. Damn you, Butterdale. Why shouldn't we soar like that bird? Together. Daedalus and Icarus. We'll flirt with the sun and we shan't be burned.
You're on. Hey, but get that degree first.
One of us has got to be able to read the bloody map.
Terrible, Simon. Is there no hope?
Well, Dad thinks he can use the methane in the septic tank to generate power for the national grid.
I mean a reconciliation. This is terrible.
This is glorious. Vanessa, I'm no more a diplomat than Colonel Wince is a colonel. The case study is closed. Finito.
This puts you in a very difficult position, Simon.
No, not really. Be seeing you.
Plenty of time for your train. Enjoy your stay, then.
Marvellous.
Still recording stuff on that, then? Want to pick me up and all, then?
No, it's erasing.
They're very generous with how long they let you stay out for, then.
Who?
The madhouse. Get off back there now, then.
Aye.
The free-ranging inhabitants of Meyer Farm were Simon Shaw, Paul Downing, John Shaw, Stephen Thorne, May Shaw, June Barry, Beatrice Shaw, Jane Whittenshaw, Grandad Shaw, Howard Gourney, and Eric Flo, Nigel Betts. Betwixt and between were Vanessa, Julia Hills, and the taxi driver and landlord, John Christopher Wood. The benighted folk of Butterdale were Mrs. Wentworth, Oriel Smith, the Vicar, Christopher Good, and Colonel Wince, James Green. Meyer Farm was written by Bruce Bedford and directed in Bristol by Andy Jordan.